This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Three mountain climbers were killed when they were caught in an avalanche while scaling an 8,000-foot peak in central Washington state over the weekend. A six-person group was attempting to climb a steep gorge on Kolchuk Peak in the Cascade Mountains on Sunday afternoon when the avalanche happened. The group's lead climber triggered the avalanche during the ascent. Four of the climbers were swept about 500 feet down the mountain, including the three who died, who were buried by three additional slides that began about an hour after the initial avalanche. The climbers who died were a 53-year-old Connecticut man, a 60-year-old New York woman, and 66-year-old New Jersey man. The surviving climber sustained non-life-threatening injuries and was able to hike back to the base camp with the other two people in the group. The Chelan County Sheriff's Office was alerted to the deaths on Monday by a seventh climber who had stayed behind at the base camp and went searching for help when half his group returned after the avalanche. Nearly two dozen rescue personnel responded to the trailhead, but avalanche conditions have been too hazardous to recover the dead climbers. The sheriff's office is working with the Northwest Avalanche Center on a recovery plan. The Mormon Church must pay a fine to settle charges that it illegally hid a $32 billion investment fund. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and its investment manager will pay a $5 million fine to settle regulatory charges. The Securities and Exchange Commission said that Ensign Peak Advisors, the investment management firm that handles the LDS Church's finances, failed to file forms that would have disclosed the value of certain church investments. Instead, the firm filed forms for shell companies that obscured the church's portfolio and misstated the firm's control over the church's investment decisions. The SEC filed charges against both the church for causing the violations as well as against Ensign Peak. The LDS Church was concerned that disclosure of its portfolio, which by 2018 had grown to $32 billion, would lead to negative consequences. To settle the charges, Ensign Peak will pay a $4 million fine. The LDS Church will pay a $1 million penalty. The SEC's Division of Enforcement said that the LDS Church's investment manager, with the church's knowledge, went to great lengths to avoid disclosing the church's investments, depriving the commission and the investing public of accurate market information. Montana Democratic Senator John Tester announced Wednesday morning that he will seek re-election in 2024, giving a boost to Democrats' hopes of retaining a majority in the U.S. Senate. Tester announced on Twitter, "It's official. I'm running for re-election. Montanans need a fighter that will hold our government accountable and demand Washington stand up for veterans and lower costs for families. I will always fight to defend our Montana values. Let's get to work." Tester is one of several Democratic senators in red and purple states who are likely to face competitive challenges this election cycle. Along with West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, Tester was one of the top incumbents being urged by party leadership to seek re-election. Democrats have a difficult road to maintain their slim 51-49 majority, with 23 Senate seats to defend, compared to just 11 for the GOP. Tester has nearly $3 million in his Senate campaign account as he gears up for his re-election campaign. A 14-year-old boy shot a 15-year-old boy while walking to school Tuesday morning in Great Falls. The victim suffered potentially life-threatening injuries and underwent surgery Tuesday afternoon. He's hospitalized in stable condition. The shooting was a result of ongoing disagreements. The 14-year-old is in custody on charges of assault with a weapon. Area residents heard gunshots just before 8 a.m. and then heard the victim yelling that he had been shot. Students and staff at Great Falls High School were asked to shelter in place while officers searched for the suspects who reportedly ran away after the shooting. A 16-year-old and a 15-year-old were questioned before the 14-year-old was taken into custody and the gun located. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.